Blog Talk Radio.
About
Come here to play with you, come here to play. Heavy skimming poppy when we change positions.
Skimming poppy, heavy skimming poppy.
Girl, I put it down.
I put it down.
Heavy tossing around.
Heavy turning around.
And I keep it going.
I keep it coming.
And you keep it coming.
You get to running.
We on the road now. We not gonna slow down. Down on the floor. We on the floor now. There's something about you. Your voice is all in my head.
All in my head.
Rip a pill for show, no, you don't play around. You know all the right ways to trigger me lately. Yeah, I'm on my grind, I be working all the time, but I'm not busy now. So shawty, swing my
my lady. Ooh, always, 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 always.
Everything you use against me, I taught you.
Yeah.
Everything that covers your heart, I bought you. Every time I wanted life, I lost you. Every song I wrote about you, I played you. Then you played me. Yeah, that marijuana fade me. I'm leaning like I'm lazy. Red hearts and blue pain. Make purple drink, let me think. Break your heart, put my feels down the same. Yeah. You took my love for granted. I take your heart for ransom. I might be texting random. I've been in Atlanta, chilling with the dancers. You know that I'm a cancer. Yeah. I wear my heart on my sleeve. White eyes full of tree, let me breathe. I know I've changed, yeah. I've been talking crazy. Truth is, you're my baby. Still wanna buy the Mercedes. Jodeci, forever my lady. Ooh, always, 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 always. Always, 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 always. Giving up yourself. Everything you used against me, I taught you. Took me for granted. You caused this damage. And now I don't want it. But you not understanding. This wasn't me planning. This wasn't me framing. When I left you the first time, you got in a panic. Always, 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 always. Always, 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 always.
Thank you.
This be the Epiphany Radio. Radio Universe. Take your socks off and let the gravity take you where you need to be on this night. Hey, shout out to everybody out there in Facebook land, Blog Talk land, all those different lands, you know what I'm saying? And welcome back to the Soul Cafe. As I introduce to you, some you may know, some you may not. If you don't, then get to know them. Because on the keyboards tonight, we got my brother, the one and only Poetic Shababies.
Poetic, what it do, baby,
Take your socks off. Yeah.
Ooh,
you took your socks off from. Baby.
Yeah.
How's it going, broski?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm hanging in there, man. I'm kind of sad. You know, I don't know who's playing tonight, but I'm kind of missing them right now.
Tennessee and Buffalo. Good game so far.
Okay. Any score? What's the score?
13-7, Buffalo. But Derrick Henry just ran for like 76 yards for a touchdown. And, man, this game is good, bro. This game is good.
Yo, man, there was some good games on yesterday, bro, last night, man. Some doubleheaders,
overtime. Night,
I'm kind of saddened that the Cowboys won, you know, kind of messed up about that. But it was a good game, you know, hey.
It was
football
a good game.
Football is football, man. You
yes,
know,
sir.
Football is football. It's a sad, sad, sad season for myself. I'm not going to say the name of my team out in public, yeah, know what I'm saying. Ladies and gentlemen, on keyboards, on the keys, ones and two, we got the one and only, the lovely, the sensuous, the delicious Miss Pilenegras. Shortage, sister.
Hey, bro. Hey, I'm on the keyboard, too.
Yeah,
I was on the guitar, the electric guitar.
I was trying to test you to see if, you know, we got two keyboard artists up in here tonight, but, you know, you want to be all stagnant like that, you can be like that. Let me do it over again. You know, I'm drinking this hot tea. I think the tea got me, it ain't got no toddy in it. And, you know, but it don't take much to get me lifted these days. I'm trying to told you. I could drink hot water on a Sunday, praising the Lord, and I feel it. Hey, listen. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Miss Pearly Negra on the guitar tonight, Miss Pearly. Oh my God! It just has a strong vibe to it. It does. It hits me every time.
That's good.
Hey, how you doing, Miss Pearly? How you doing?
Hey,
I like it when he says that. It makes me think of something. Hey, you know what I mean? Yo, guys, you behave yourself tonight. I don't want y'all to get started too early. You know what I'm saying? I got something special coming up. I almost want to say it, but I'm not. I'm trying not to say it right now. But I will say it. I will say it sometime during the program. I might as well say it and get it over with now.
Lord.
Allow me to say this real quick, bro. Hey, Darnell. I just want to say it because I feel better. Hey, me, Darnell. Mm-hmm. I feel better now. I feel much better. Hey. So, Miss Pearly, how you feeling, love?
I'm good. I'm making baby clothes. I'm good.
All right. You good with that yarn, girl. You are good with that yarn. Some people are gifted that way, you know. So you do some good. You need to start putting that out there. If y'all need something made, a hat, a scarf, a sweater, a dress, this girl right here is handy with it. And you need to hit her up and ask her to show you some of her garments that she's put together. She does well and great work. I'm still waiting for my birthday blanket, by the way. And so, but Miss Pearly up, she has good hands when it comes to yarn. I'm going to tell you.
Thank you.
Baby. Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you.
Hey, Shout out to everybody that called in this evening. I don't know where in the hell we going tonight, but as long as we get to hear some poetry. I got something I want to start this. I thought I'd do something different on tonight.
Okay.
By the way, if you guys want to get up on this microphone, press one on your headset, and we'll get you right on over here. We're going to be doing some picking up our pen. We're going to be listening to some hip-hop, R&B, some whatever it is, some boom-bam-bap, and some, you know what I mean, whatever it is. We're going to be listening to it. I hope you feel the groove. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got something for you guys. And we're going to get this in here early. Okay. We're going to pick up our pen.
Oh, man.
Right. Yeah, you wasn't ready, man. You wasn't ready.
Right.
Oh, I have
play.
Right now. I had something specifically for you and Miss Pearlie. But I'm going to let everybody share in this, whoever wants to get involved in this. I see our brothers in the building, the one and only Mr. Metaphoria is in the building, y'all. You know.
On a football night?
Can you believe it?
Say it ain't so. Not on a football night. I know he ain't here on a football night.
Yes. Shout out to essentially Janice. She's in the building. Thunderclap is in the building, y'all. Rain is in the building. Yes. Sweet Potato is in the building, y'all. We got a couple of people up in here. But tonight, like I said, we're going to get started on some picking up our pen. Let me bring this guy in real quick before he starts having a fit. Let's see what he's got going on. Let's see what kind of shenanigans he's brought in here. Hey.
Show up and knock on the door, then they leave you outside in the rain and shit. Storming and hailing and everything. I even had a piece for tonight. I even said, I just want to say a poem. Like, tonight we're going to pick up our pen. Fuck your pen, nigga. I'm just trying to come through here and get my shit out the way. You know the game is on. Just because your ass can't watch it, you can't wait. I hang the fuck up. You know I will. This is a damn good game. Bills and the Titans. See, with Big Derrick Henry over there, Tennessee, running like it's nobody's business. Shit, that's my van. Damn. Shock, I'm here. I come through here for a short time, and now you want to try to make me wait all goddamn night.
He's trying to get in. He's trying to get in and out. Like some Gucci. In and out.
Yeah.
That's it. Don't last long. Get in there for a little bit. Try to make it memorable while you're in there, and hopefully she call you the next day. But if she don't, fuck it.
You be trying to make it memorable while you in there, Dave? You be trying to make it memorable?
Make it memorable.
I'll think about it later.
While
you're in it,
yeah,
you got to concentrate. I'm a little older than you.
You got to get in there and you got to say them Charlie Wilson ad-libs. You know, the shabba-dabba tweet, tweet, tweet. That's when it's real.
And you can't do that, Dave. That'll take you to the next dimension. But,
matter of fact, you say, ooh-wee.
I'm trying to get the last word in. Hey, so listen, right? When I'm in it, Dave, I'm trying to remember that I'm in it and not be snoring. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's important to me.
You're not saying better now to make you say ooh-wee if you go to snoring.
I just got a lot of strength and fortitude. So it takes a lot for me to get into the ooh-wee and ooh-wee stuff. You got to touch me spiritually and make me lifted.
Right.
Okay? I like having out-of-body experiences. Yeah. That's where I'm at today, Dave. I'm just on another level. I vibrate real high.
If you're talking about having out-of-body experiences, you got to go back to the dentist and get some pussy then. Remember the dentist when she fucked you up and had you crying and screaming?
You know what?
Like a young schoolgirl. You know.
Personal business, we will not discuss on the air. This is what I'm talking about.
Hey,
all right. You don't bring up personal. You don't bring up personal shit. You know what? I should have left you unmuted, bro. For real. Seriously.
It's your fault. You should have if you wouldn't have been trying to do the pick up your pens thing first and just let motherfucker spit, I'd have been on out the way and by my business.
Hey, David.
Don't
you like picking up your pen, Dave?
I ain't did it in a long time. I forgot how to write.
All right. I mean, I'm sure you're going to still share your piece. I want you guys to still share your pieces, but I want you guys to warm this mic up by picking up your pen this real quick. Okay? Can we do this real quick?
I mean, it's like you're giving us a choice.
Right?
Yeah. No, I can't participate. I'm on the road. I'm in traffic, but I'm listening. All right,
well, listen, Dan,
I hang around for a minute.
You ain't got that much writing skills in you anyway, so you do that.
Everybody knows. You ain't stumped me yet with a pick up your pen. You tried for a whole fucking show, and it'll never work for real, ever.
I don't remember those things, Dave. I don't remember.
And Miss Donnell, don't you be laughing. Don't you laugh at me. Don't you do it.
All right, look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to let David speak
in
his piece so he can get us the hell up out of here. And we can do our thing. David, what type
What's
of
up?
Piece did you bring for us this evening, bro?
Oh, really do the figure of 10 thing. I'm in the smoke shop right now. I heard the background. I told you it took too long. Come back to it.
You know what I'm saying? After all that. You know what I'm saying? So
listen. All that. After all that.
After
you know
all that. I'm going to mute your black ass, David. All right. Mute yourself, Dave. All right. So listen. I got this for you guys. Who else we got here? If anybody else would like to pick up their pen real quick at this time, I'm going to unmute everyone real quick. You don't have to say anything if you don't want to, if you're afraid or whatever, whatever, whatever. No, I'm just going to unmute you. And if you would like to join us in picking up our pen early in the game, before we spit y'all pieces, before y'all spit y'all pieces, and because I'm still give you the opportunity to spit your piece that you bought with. But right now we want to warm these mics up. And these are the phrases. Have something to write down or write on. These are the phrases. Twinkle, twinkle, little star is the first phrase. Twinkle, twinkle, little star is the first phrase. Vibrate. Higher, vibrate higher is the second phrase. Show you all the love that you deserve. Promise you always come first. When the cow jumps over the moon, show you things you never had, baby. Show you things you never had is the third phrase. There are three phrases. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Vibrate higher. When the cow jumps over the moon. And the genre is love or romance. You must use these phrases at least twice in your piece. By the time the song is over, your piece must be completed. Any questions? Me and you be endgame, but I know you're scared, baby. Trust me. Pick up your pens. righty. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah. Let's see what we got up in here. Who's ready to go first? Ah, no tickets. No tickets. Yes, let's throw her under the bus first. Miss Pearly.
Me? I ain't even finished. All right, all right.
Well, you know how to end your piece, right? If you are not finished your piece, you must end your piece with, and then I took my socks off. So, Miss Pearly, what do you have?
All right. You put a twinkle, twinkle little star in my eye from your presence alone. As our souls hold each other's heart tenderly, we vibrate higher and higher. We sit reciting nursery rhymes out of a nostalgic mood, like when the cow jumps over the moon and twinkle, twinkle, little star. Not only do we vibrate higher from within, but spending time reminiscing. And then I took my socks off.
All righty then.
All right.
Poetic, what did you think of that piece here?
Hey, man, I thought that was really good and creative. Very romantic.
Thank you.
I'm laughing because I'll tell you why I'm laughing afterwards. Okay, Poetic, the mic is yours.
Hey, baby, here you are. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. When your frequency vibrate higher, my soul is on fire. Because like an angel, you comfort me in the presence of your kiss and tell. Like a smile and a high school crush, I know soon, like when a cow jumps over the moon, that you and I will make the light of the moon jealous, and we must act like a twinkle, twinkle, little star, knowing just how far our love will travel the galaxy, pulling all the heartstrings like tripwires, and our frequencies vibrate even higher. I can't wait to wrap my lips around yours so soon, especially when the cow jumps over the moon. And that's that piece.
All right, all right, all right. You know what? You know what? I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it.
Bro, you said romance. I can pick anything intended in romance. You can say poop.
I didn't even say that. I'm feeling the anger. I'm feeling anger here.
Umbrella.
I was not going to say that you cheated. I wasn't going to say that. I was thinking it, but I wasn't going to say it.
Yes, you were.
Yeah, you were.
No, I'm not going to say it. I was thinking it. I was thinking about saying it. But, hey, that was Donnell. Miss Pearly, what did you think of that?
That was really, really sweet. That was very creative. That was sweet.
Thank you.
I like that.
Hey, you know what? Personally, I needed a longer song. I didn't finish. That's why I was laughing when you said you didn't finish, Ms. Pearly. I didn't finish neither. And it's okay. Nowhere near. I've been away from Pick Up Your Pen too long. I'll have to relearn how to condense my writing, you know, for this program. But I will share what I got. It's not even at that point where, you know, it's nowhere incomplete. It's nowhere complete.
You're stalling. Right. You're stalling.
That's what I was doing. And I cheated a little bit.
Cheating.
I was cheating. I was
cheating.
Laughing again.
You're
still writing.
I'm being honest. I'm being honest. Because, you know, when Poetic did his long piece that he, you know, did, I got to write a few more words down. So I was like, ha, ha, ha. Yeah.
Ultimate cheater.
I admitted it. You're not supposed to do that, ladies and gentlemen. You're not supposed to, when I say pick the music stop, you're not supposed to write. But, you know, I didn't have so many words, so I had no choice but to, you know, be like them. So anyway, this is what I have. I hope I can even read my own writing. Here we go. Okay, no laughing. Okay, here we go. Distantly wishing, praying on at least a maybe. And yes, there you are, twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder where you've been, how I've longed for you, stars. I've been suffering. You left long ago. I can't. Liar. I've been vibrating higher, full of desire, this longing, this wanting your kiss to present that feeling you make me feel like when the cow jumped over the moon. And then I took my socks off. And that's
okay.
I told you I didn't finish.
That was pretty good. That unfinished piece. That was, you know.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to deduct some points for the extra cheating, though.
Yeah, exactly. The sawing.
Yeah.
No, I think there's more points added because I was honest about it and I spoke.
No, it doesn't make it any less cheating.
Doesn't make it any less
cheating.
Okay, you can't also you can't bend and tape your own rules. You can't do that, okay?
So this
is
the way we're gonna do this.
Yeah.
I feel the hate. I feel the hate. So okay, whatever. I wasn't gonna partake in the thing. I wasn't even gonna partake in that round of picking up your pen, but I chose to get in and I got in too late. So excuse me, Dougie Fresh. Anyone else on the line, you are unmuted. If you happen to write something down, if you would like to share it, this is the time to do that.
Hi, y'all. Hey. Hey.
Who do we have?
Hey.
Who do we have?
Ms. VIP.
Hey, Ms. VIP.
Yeah, you didn't sound like yourself. You must be under the weather.
You sure didn't. I'm like somebody else.
She's like, hey.
I no name. Yeah, I ain't going to say no names. But
right. Right. We're not going to say no names.
No.
We all going to
do that. Hi, y'all. I'm going to spit this right quick. Y'all know what mood I'm in. Y'all ready?
Yes.
Okay. When the cow jumps over the moon, that's the day when I'll stop loving you. Don't you know I vibrate higher when we touch? At night, I look for that star. Recite, twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder if you see what I do. Then once more, twinkle, twinkle, little star. My love, I know where you are. You're in my heart and soul, which makes me vibrate higher. Makes me glow inside out. Now I know what love is. When the cow jumps over the moon, that's when I'll stop loving you. And that's that piece.
Oh, I like that.
Okay.
Oh, Tisa.
Hey.
I listen.
That's what's up.
Thanks.
That is completely what's up. I thought that was, you know, that's you,
right.
I was thinking something about when you spit that piece a little bit. You remind me of your twin. You remind me of your twin. You know, I was thinking it, but I'm not going to say it.
Here you go. The ultimate cheater.
Yes, says the cheater, right?
Right. What he don't realize is all those times before when he come up with these phrases and he say he never cheats, it's kind of suspect. It's kind of suspect now.
Oh, yeah, he definitely sus.
Bro, you sus. You sus.
Hey, no, it was just the one time. It was just the one time. You know what I'm saying? It was just the one time. So, hey, look, but I thought that was fabulous, Ms. VIP, and thank you for taking the challenge and picking up your pen. This is what we do. We just warmed the mic up a little bit. So, listen. What we're going to do when we come back, because we're about to take a moment. We're about to take a little pause for the cause. And when we come back, I want you guys to share what you brought up in here. And we'll be right back after this.
All right.
Don't wanna be juvenile, and I don't wanna be foolish now. In my sleep, I dream about faraway places underneath your feet. The point I'm making is, I hope I'm not in this alone. 'Cause you are my light in the dark. Show me the way with your heart. I know I'm not used to this feeling, but it's clear even when I'm 1,000 miles away.
Show me the way with you.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome back. You're at the Soul Cafe, and this is your boy, For Real, the Poet, and I'm chilling up in here with Poetic and Miss Perle Negras. What it do, y'all? What it do?
Hey, hey.
What it do? We're about to hear some poetry up in the building. And we're going to allow Miss VIP to do her thing. Get up in here and do her thing. So, Miss VIP, are you still in the building?
Yes, I am. I'm a certain woman.
Well, what do you have? What did you bring tonight, girl?
Okay. This is new ink, and it's called Guard My Heart.
All right. The mic is yours.
He told me to guard my heart. How could I when its essence seeps into my dreams like the light of the moon as it rises in the dark of the night? How can I guard my heart when he gives my mind, maybe my soul, the feeling of being safe, something that the enemy stole years ago when my hearth and home were violated? He found me in a world of unrest, told me to lay down, pulled me to him. He said, sleep, baby. My body instantly rid itself of the anxiety it held on for years. Immediately, I thought God just granted me a miracle through my happy tears. How can I guard my heart? He said, some fell for him due to help he gave unselfishly. I didn't hear of anyone giving back to him. I wanted to be different. So I opened my heart of happy, gave it to him freely, unguarded. Too late, I remembered. He told me to guard my heart, but in sheer delight it trusted, and the wall I tried so hard to hold on to busted. I began to glow. I didn't let him know. Maybe he heard a smile and my hello. He said I calmed him. As we lay in the early morning, I whispered, I love you, to his heart as he slept. This was my secret as I fell back to sleep, and I prayed to the Lord the soul to keep. That's that piece.
Hey, 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 hey. Miss Pearly, what did you think of that piece?
That was beautiful. Wow. You know, I noticed that you're writing. You've been on this love ride, you know, like cruising this love frequency, and I really, really like that.
Well, thank you.
And I lost my train of thought. That was a beautiful piece, though. It was.
Thank
Your
you.
Endings are everything. Poetic.
Miss VIP, Miss VIP. This was a very, very nice piece. I love the spirituality and the essence of romance in it as well. And, you know, you bringing your voice back to it, it's just like, I'm glad you pressed through. But this is a beautiful piece. I really enjoyed this piece. For Real, the Poet Douglas.
Hey, yes, yes, yes. I'm like Miss Prilly. Your pen has been, you know, elevating me. You know, last couple pieces I've heard from you have been really outstanding. I'm not saying that you haven't been, but you've been taking on a whole different type of flavor lately in your pieces. I really enjoyed listening to that. It was pleasing to the ears. I love that.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate all of you.
Hey, I'm glad that you came. I'm glad that you called in and was able to share that with us.
Mm-hmm. Well, everything is settled now. Praise the Lord. I slept my call.
Okay. You sound wide awake. You sound very wide awake tonight.
Okay.
I like that sound.
Very wide awake. Yes.
And listen, you go, could you tell everyone what you got going on over here at the Epiphany Radio Universe?
Of course, of course. On Wednesday night, me and my diva, La Perla Negra, will be in the Love Zone at 9 p.m. And the topic is undetermined. going to be good. Right here. Y'all come around and join us and have some fun. And next Friday, I'll have Express Your Vibe. Same time, same channel.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to that. Looking forward to that. Hey, so, hey, listen. Her being the first caller, what does she get to do?
She gets to name the chair for the evening.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. How about the chair of manifestation?
Mm. All righty then.
That'll work.
That definitely will work. As long as as long as a certain member of the hosting panel can remember it.
Yes, as long as Miss Pearly can remember it, we're gonna do it that way.
I seem to be the reminder, not the loss of memory.
Hey, ha, ha, ha. Hey, listen, what was the name of it again?
Manifestation.
Yes, I just wanted to hear it one more again. Hey, well, listen, Miss VIP with your sexy self, darling. I want to thank you once again for coming up in here and bringing what you brought up in here—that good, good, good vibe—and for naming the chair tonight, the chair of destination. Thank you so much. One love, one mic, baby. All right. Did you hear how I said that, Van?
I hear it, bro.
Yeah, I hear it. For real.
I know
you're going to be practicing it. You got to put a little big B on the baby before I say big baby. Mm-hmm, baby. Like that right there. I know you want to say it.
Yeah.
I knew you wanted to get it out. Baby, yeah.
Do it.
How's your year? Yeah. How's your year? Let me hear your year. Yeah. Daniel, have you practiced your year?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You ain't practiced your year? She's lost.
Oh, I got you.
She's yeah, you haven't practiced yet. Okay, yeah, she sounds pretty good. Baby, yeah. See, once you start it, it's hard to stop. So people, I suggest that you don't start because it's hard to stop. I'm trying to tell you. All righty then. Can you do the ha-ha-ha? Anybody want to try the ha-ha-ha? Get it out your system. All right. Okay. All righty then. So, okay. I hope you got it out your system. Okay. I gave you all the chance. Okay. Don't be waiting until I'm off the air and be impersonating me. Do it in my face. All right. So, man. So, we're going to go to the next caller. Open the mic and see who we have here.
Yeah,
hello,
I'm back,
welcome to the Soul Cat.
I'm back.
Damn, it's him. Shit. Why did they put his name up here? Damn. Oh, that's home back one. Oh, damn. Well,
yeah.
Welcome to the Soul Cat thing. Let's be professional.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
I'm sorry that you missed picking up your pen. You're one of the great writers here that picks up his pen. You know, you cheat. You find old pieces and you put the phrases in them. We know what you do. We know what you do.
You could only wish. You could only wish. I've been trying to get this. You ain't going to get me. I told you. But,
we'll give you another chance. Okay, because you can't. The song is 5 minutes long, and you write a piece that's 8 to 9 minutes. So that's impossible to do.
Oh, very possible. Very possible.
Does anyone concur with me? If I give you I play a 5 minute song and you write a 7 minute piece, I can't understand. Okay, Dave.
Yeah,
so that's what
some thumbs working.
When you
can't
come around here, you feel like playing the game.
Can't be concentrating on sounding like Langston Hughes and shit. You just got to start the fuck writing.
Well, David, we'll give you a chance to prove that point to us. We'll give you a chance to show us what it is
that
you're
that
talking
long.
About here.
Okay,
then I knew you would say
long.
That.
I'm gonna spit my piece.
You ain't got that piece already written. That's what it is.
It's a close
All right,
game.
We understand.
It's a close game.
Okay, Dave. You know there are many
but
games
do,
this week.
I got two pieces.
Okay.
I ain't never did this shit before on the show. I want to be like the other people sometime. I'm gonna give y'all the choice. It's out of What If and The Lovely Eleanor. Which one y'all want to hear?
Well, I like The Lovely Eleanor, but I want to hear What
I like. We've already heard What If.
Yeah, we heard that shit.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
All
what
right.
The Lovely
All
Eleanor.
Let's do The Lovely Eleanor.
Yeah. Light skin privilege.
Light skin privilege. That's right. My pleasure, bro.
The mic is yours, David.
All right. And now, patiently waiting, I sit. Watching time march forward, tick by tick, reminiscent of the most beautiful she, of who upon first meeting, as my heart was rapidly beating, I lost the craft of thoughts clearly spoken, or so it seemed, struck by the hour of adoration at only 17. Alas, I found myself to be a survivor of 84+3, and the love of she was born to truly be, long to me. A field of roses planted by I, nurtured by the smile of the sky and fed by its tears. I compared her beauty to each petal year after year, assuring her that no one could compete. Alongside ran a creek in which I washed her feet and spoke words into her soul I had never spoken before. Words of three that were accepted by the heart of she, then we fell into the arms of one another. Sun-kissed bliss appeared in her eyes as precipitation of happiness fell from mine as I realized the one I fell for had fallen for me as well. If we were to face the dangers of an earthly hell, we would face them together, forever. A revolution around the sun had come, and her and I had become one. Bestowed upon this union was a growing gift from the skies, but arrived with unblinking eyes and void of cries, robbed of joy and refilled with sorrow. A lack of light was the only promise of tomorrow, holding tight to he whom was void of life and begging for time to give once more. I witnessed love everlasting being torn from the grasp of my lovely Eleanor. 20 sunsets passed, memories carved into history, memories with the one I truly adore, grateful for what has been and anticipating so much more of the lovely Eleanor, knowing nothing more than the love I adore, the love I yearned for, lived for, holding fast to the visions of all our decisions, daydreaming of glorious moments galore, of my lovely Eleanor. Just one more day, my love. Just one more day. The torment of thoughts of future has, when one has to go away, is hard to endure. My lovely Eleanor, with a heart so pure, please, I beg of you, please, take my hand. My love, I beg of you to help me understand what we all know must come, yet we dread the day. Just one more breath. To take just one more breath would mean the world in the moment when there's nothing left. So many things are left for us to explore. So many things we've seen, but longing for so much more of my lovely Eleanor. And now, patiently waiting, I sit, awaiting the moment in which eyes no longer shine and there's nothing left but cries and screams. The worst nightmare emerges from the depths of a beautiful dream. Time to express my love no more. My love for my lovely, beautiful Eleanor. The one I have adored since many moons before, my love, to us time has told a lie that made a promise of forever to us both, forever seems to be no more. Talk to me, Eleanor. Tell me everything will be okay. Eleanor, Eleanor, my lovely Eleanor, the one I adore, the sands of time are no more. My lovely Eleanor, I'm pleading for just another stolen moment in time. Tell me you love me. Tell me it's just a lie. Tell me through the life of love that one has not to die. Speak words of morrow. Speak to me and explain to me why. Exactly why I can't hear you. Exactly why from eternal love we've parted ways as we've come to the end of days. Tell me why I should never question why. Even though you hear not the words I speak, the single tear that rolls down my cheek is my final goodbye. I know life goes on. But no longer for I. All that lives comes to a point in which life lives no more. And now I sit awaiting the arrival of the lovely, beautiful Eleanor. In peace.
Well, well, well. Well, well, well. I'll hold my dissertation. Miss Pearlie, what did you think of that?
I loved it. I loved that piece. That's the second time I've heard it, and I still love it. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece. It's romantic, thought provoking. I really, really love it. And to hear Dave, I love to hear you pick your pieces, Dave. All of them. It's just a certain authority in your voice and a seriousness that it makes you pay attention. I really like that piece. How about it?
Man.
Appreciate that.
Eleanor sounds like she's going to make somebody have a drink some whiskey night after night. But this was a really good piece, Dave. I've heard this before too, and I dig it, bro. I mean, yeah, you creative writer, you. Now go ahead and for real, let talk to the brothers speak to the line and get to the football game because you know that's what he.
I'm glad you said it. Right.
Yeah.
Glad you said it. Right.
Yeah. You know, very very endearing piece. Semi-sappy, very descriptive is the way I like his writing. Really, he gives you a full description. And, you know, as his brush painted that picture illustrating what he brought to life, you know what I'm saying? I like that, man. You're a great writer, bro. You cheated a little bit because you didn't use any of the phrases in that piece this time around. You know, but I
wasn't picking up my phone.
Yeah, I saw that.
new section, pick up your phone. Just read.
Yeah, that was about 10 minutes a piece right there. I liked it, though, man. I loved it, man. You're very, where did you get that? Was that from a picture? Share a little bit of your creativity. What inspired that piece?
I was bored one day, so I got on YouTube and started listening to some shit. And it wasn't striking me, and then I got thinking about the hell. I want to do some shit like Edgar Allan Poe. So that's when I wrote that.
Okay.
It does put you in the mind of Poe, very much so.
It was that type of it did have that type of feel, being real honest with you. It did have that type of feel. So I think that you met your mark. You know, because it came across of one of those type of, which are period pieces. I'm still thinking about it. You know, I can still hear your words. And you did your job on that, man, because that's how I felt.
Well, I appreciate that. I hope I can get back to writing. I was just looking in my phone to see the last time I wrote some shit, and it was August 25th, and it's damn near October 25th. So I'm like, what the fuck is time to get busy? So,
yeah,
that
part.
Well,
y'all have any pictures
of inspiration or some shit like that, or challenges, please send them to me. I need some inspiration. Don't send me no long titty pics or nothing, ladies. Like, you got them ivy bag titties, because they ain't even sign me. Like, mm-mm.
I got a great picture I'd like to send you, man. Got a great picture I'd like to send you.
Please do. Please do. It would be much appreciated.
I'm going to send it to you right now.
I want y'all to know I enjoyed being here with y'all. It's been a wonderful Monday. Glad to be back, you know, to come on and spit something. But I'm going to get my black ass off and take my socks off and watch this football game because it's a damn good one going.
Yep.
Y'all have a good night. I'll be
about.
Back with y'all next week.
All right. Hey, Dave, did
one
you catch
love,
inbox?
One, mic?
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, bro.
Bacon and eggs.
Hey, Dave.
Huh?
David, did you check your inbox? I sent
ain't nothing came through
now.
Yet.
Bacon,
you ain't sent shit.
Okay. All right.
He probably got to get off the phone. He probably got to get off the phone. What come through.
Yeah. I banged on him anyway. Talk to you tomorrow, John David. Bang, bang, bang. Hey, I was trying to set it up for that. You know what I'm saying? Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be listening to some more poetry. After we take this slight break, we'll be right back after this.
Poetry,
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 poetry.
By Darnell,
Darnell,
Darnell.
If I was born again, I'd be a rocking chair,
my
dear.
If
she
ever sat down on
me
without underwear,
I'd make
you
swear.
Child,
baby,
can't you tell?
This is where it all goes down.
Rock the
bus,
E-Tiffany
Radio,
baby.
Tiffany Radio. Approaching me, a vision far too lovely to define. Hey yeah, tenderly you take complete control of me. The feminine seduction, my body, soul, and mind. That makes it feel so right, so right. Your lips consume my deepest sensitivity. It feels so good, it makes me wanna cry.
Yeah.
Hey, 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 welcome back to the Soul Cafe. What it do, what it do, what it do. Poetic. Miss Pearly.
What it do, what it do. Hey, hey.
What it do,
take
baby, baby.
Your socks.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Let's see what our brother brought with us. We're going to let the gentleman start that off. Ben, what piece did you bring, bro?
Oh, man, I wrote this piece today. Since you said it was open mic, so I just let my pen have at it. It's called Liberated Anthology.
The mic is yours.
Thank you, bro. The theology of my anthology is more than just wordplay. By design, it will decapitate some of the idiotic ideals you've seen from day to day. My words will unravel mysteries about the science of life, similar to how you try to lay next to your wife, unleashing a barrage of metaphors for you to barricade your thinking like word wizardry wars. I will channel the ritualistic chants of my ancestors to supply you with a pathway to truth and righteousness with splendor. Because as you turn each page of my written brain, the wealth of knowledge you will gain will make you realize you are not in the matrix. You are the matrix. And that thing you feel eating at your marrow and your bones and tearing into your flesh is known as pain. You try to suppress. These blank pages are like canvases waiting for the right time to explode all the thoughts inside your head for the masses. But me? I'm greedy, see? I need to feed on as much dark matter as I can so I can be consumed with more words than I can create an apocalyptic event through rhymes, although the best cadence is to erupt from my thought patterns while you break down bad, lyrically, protein enzymes. Yes, oh you, yes you, will be the star of the moonlight journey coming into view as you quiver your bottom lip, trying to pronounce the word I just spit. Don't skip over the fact that you just barely out of the introduction, because your limerick is a bad representation of what you like to call, say, poetry. It's okay. By the time you get to the credits, you'll be liberated free. And that's that piece.
Yo.
Damn. Okay.
Damn, bro. What a deal, man. You was ready tonight, man. When did you write that?
I wrote this today at work.
Yo. You know, I love the rhythm to that piece. You was spitting, man. You were spitting pieces. And I like some of the wordplay that you played around with up in there.
Thank you, bro.
Stuff like that, man. Miss Pearly, what did you think of that?
Oh, that was hot. Just that knowledge, that's what's up. I mean, just put us in a rocket ship and send us on our way. That was decent. I like that. Yeah, no wordplay. Yeah, that was all right. Okay.
I appreciate you.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Hey, you did your thing, bro. You did your thing. Now, we're going to turn the mic to Miss Pearly. Yourself, Miss Pearly, what do you have?
I got an old piece. I didn't write nothing.
That's
well,
okay.
I started writing, but it's not finished. So I still give it to y'all.
Was it old when you wrote it?
I just started writing it today, so I could, and I didn't
okay.
finish it
you
yet.
Said it was old.
Well, this piece is old. No, it wasn't old when I wrote it. It's old now. Yeah, that went right over my
hey,
head.
That was funny. Yeah, that was funny when I said it. Hey. But listen. Whether it's old, new, whatever it is, it's all poetry. It's all our creations, you know what I'm saying? Because even an old piece, you can recreate and make it and give it new life. You know what I'm saying? So we just want to hear what you got. It doesn't matter the age of it. You understand, love?
Okay, yes, I understand.
The mic is yours, Miss Pearly.
My crazy for him. It is said that love covers a multitude of sins. They forgot to mention how it covers levels of stupidity when you're addicted to someone like him. Your eyes say, I deeply love you, but I know all the lies you embrace me with for every move you make. yet I still melt in your arms. And the facade of our relationship, your passion continues to undress my soul. You tease me with words that ignite the fire inside me, and then pull away, leaving me to simmer and crave. When you stay away for long periods of time, I gain my strength to take the step to walk away, but then you spot me and stop me by blanketing me with your temporary loving care. I know the way I feel for you is true and real, but it's unhealthy to stay. So I tell myself, just hide from him, deny his calls, ignore the text he sends. But how do you hide from the energy from within? Because my heart says, don't you dare leave. And I cry out to the heavens above, why is he so damn good at what he does? Because I know that this is crazy love inside of my heart that just can't or won't release him. At this point, I don't even know the difference anymore. Why does something so off balance feel so damn good? When I close off my emotions, you start an argument that leads to your I'm sorry, followed by makeup sex and just more entrapment. I'm crazy in love with him, and he knows it. He loves me too, but the destruction he causes keeps him from admitting the truth. And that's that piece.
Ooh-wee.
Well, well, well. Well. That was beautiful. Poetic.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I mean, that might not be finished, but it sounds so good and, dare I say, delicious right now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. For real, the poet Douglas.
Oh, that was it? Okay, hey, you know what?
After delicious, you don't need nothing else.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't ready. You know, the way she reads her, let me change that. The way she performs her pieces, it helps to lead you in to, you know, the picture that she's painting. You know, I get lost in her ambiance. I love the content of the piece. It was a very endearing piece, you know. It's very soft and sober, like, you know. It's just
mm-hmm.
easy to
yeah.
digest when it's done that way. Telling within it, you know, it helps, man. It's just beautiful, Miss Burley. I love that.
Thank you, thank you. Appreciate it. Now, for real.
We're going to have to come back to me because in the interim, I lost the piece that I was going to do. My memory, I forgot the hell what the piece was. So I will spit a piece, but I was trying to concentrate on your piece. So I lost mine in the meantime, but we'll go to the callers and I'll come back and I'll do a piece. Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
Sounds good, bro. You're the host.
Hey, man, I'm trying to hold on. I was really wanting to do whatever it was I was going to do. But I'll find something. So, in the meantime, let's go to the lines and see who we have here.
Yeah.
Hello. Welcome to the Soul Cafe.
Happy Monday. I'm not mutating.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
get it out of me. It's Gina Storm.
Look, you ready?
It's a cup of coffee. Happy Monday.
Finally. Thank you. Hey, y'all. I'm always late, on mute, or my hand's not raised. So I was trying to be ahead of the game tonight.
That's all right.
As soon as my show wrapped, I came here.
Well, hey, we're glad that you made it, love.
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah.
It's been a couple of Mondays.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it's been a couple of Mondays for us as well.
Right. So I was waiting on this, and I'm glad y'all back.
Hey, well, thank you. We started off the program tonight by picking up our pen, by the way.
Oh, I missed that part?
Yeah.
Oh, no, we're about to come back to it in a few.
Okay.
I'm glad that you made it for that. We love when you pick up your pen. You be cheating, though. You be freestyling. hey, look, you got the gift. That's the best time to use it. You know what I mean? But, my love.
Yes.
What do you have for us on this evening?
So this is an open mic.
Yes, ma'am.
I love Monday nights. And the energy is sometimes all over the place, but usually the central theme is something positive. So this is what I'm going to bring to the mic tonight. I'm going to title my freestyle, I'm sorry.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I didn't look in the mirror when I woke up in the morning and tell myself that I love her. I'm sorry. That I was writing dear love letters to love because I thought love didn't love me anymore, but love did. Never abandoned me. The person who abandoned me was me. All I can say is I'm sorry that I didn't recognize that the face in the mirror, my reflection, the person inside, was the one who was lacking, slacking, reducing herself, putting herself on clearance with the big red sticker saying marked down 50%. The reality is this, I was not giving 50% of my love ever. It was always 100% and sometimes extra because the people that I was loving weren't able to reciprocate. So the only thing that ended up was that I had more that I had to deal with and so much less on my plate. No one was feeding me. I was not being nourished. I was dehydrated. No one cared if I was hydrated or I could flourish. There were people in my life who were sucking the life out of me, and I allowed them to because I didn't see. So busy smiling, being nice and polite and pleasing other people that I lost sight. You know, the 20/20 vision that you get when you look back over your life and realize you aren't really living right? Ah, nobody hoodwinked and bamboos and Planet Rock didn't fall on me. Nah, I assure you, everything that happened to me was because I allowed it to. They say that what you allow will continue. So there was a cycle that had to be broken, not by anybody else who's listening, but only by me, you see. So all I can do now is say I'm sorry. I'm sorry I didn't see my worth. I'm sorry I didn't demand it first. I'm sorry that I put myself last. I'm sorry that I worked my fingers to the bone. I'm sorry that I prayed on my knees until they got so and ashy. I'm sorry that I tried to get somebody who didn't care about me to love me. That's actually on me. Looking for acceptance shouldn't come from other people, no other space, no other place, no other kin, no other folks. Has to come inside. Stop it. If you let yourself down, then get the joke. So I apologize to me, to Infinity, for dropping the ball on G. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for listening and indulging me this evening. In peace.
In peace. In peace. I love that. I love that. Poetic.
I thought this was an awesome. Awesome freestyle, Gina. What a way to just give it back to yourself and sincerely mean it. And I loved it. Man. Powerful affirmations all throughout that piece.
Look, I was real mad at me, so I had to vent. Thank you.
That's all right.
Absolutely.
La Perla La Negra.
You know what, Gina? I'm very big on as far as the positive affirmations, and I try to tell people when you wake up, whenever you walk past the mirror, stop and tell yourself you love yourself. Say how beautiful, hey, handsome, whatever. You look yourself up and down and say, we like all it, you know, and you stay positive. And yes, be kind to yourself. The relationship you have with yourself is going to be here. You can't escape it. So you might as well have a good one with yourself. And I love that piece. I really do.
Thank you. There was a time when I would look past, walk past the mirror and intentionally not look in it for the very reason that I didn't say that. So I had to apologize for being that way.
Believe me, I've been there.
Get it. Trust me. Like, I know you know because you get it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. But I love looking at my, I love looking at me now. I ain't going to be bad tonight.
But look but I'm there.
Family program.
Yeah, I know we go somewhere with it, but I'm going to be nice tonight. Y'all know me, though. Yeah. You have to learn to love every inch of yourself, inside and out, regardless of what you look like. And regardless of the opinions of others, be good to yourself. Be kind to yourself.
Yes.
It's very important. Because that's where spirit is. Yeah, a lot of people don't get that. You know? For real.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. That's right. Love yourself. Every single inch of you, who you be. She said, I'm sorry. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Very apologetic. Looking for acceptance. She said, for looking for acceptance, you know,
mm-hmm.
self-examination,
mm-hmm.
a great note to self. That's where it all begins with self. And more of us need to, you know, heed that. We look for it on the outside. We look for that outside stimulation, that outside approval, you know,
mm-hmm.
when we need to check in with ourself. First and foremost, that's not taught to, you know, that's something that should be taught from a toddler age on up, you know. But we find ourselves
mm-hmm.
at a certain age having to learn that after we, you know, fall down a couple times and find
yep.
ourselves hurt from someone else, you know. But as long as we get it, long as we get it and continue to breathe life, you know, and begin to live life truly and fully, you know, by knowing
mm-hmm.
who thy be, finally knowing who thy be without any outside stimulation or somebody having to tell you, having to pat you on your head and all that kind of stuff, you know what I'm saying? Self-examination,
mm-hmm.
note to self. I often write notes to myself in my pieces, you know, I talk to myself and my pieces. I talk to my past, you know, and I write about the future.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. It was very thought-provoking, Ms. Storm.
I appreciate that. I was doing a lot of introspection in the last few days, and when you fall in love with yourself all over again, it makes everything okay.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Really? One love, one. I'll be ready to pick up my
one
baby.
Love, and we will be getting into that shortly, my love. So,
right.
One love,
need
one
you to hold tight. I'm going to need you to hold tight. One love, one mic, love.
One love, one mic.
All righty. Let's see. Y'all have to excuse me. Somehow a piece of chicken slipped into my mouth. I don't know how it happened.
You know, those chickens,
yeah.
man, I tell you, man, they just
yeah,
jump
man.
In there, man.
Yo, ignorant. See that I'm doing a show. They see that I'm doing a show. Yo, you guys ready to pick your pins up? Get those pins ready. And if you have a piece that you like to fit, press 1 on your headset. Yeah, I'm glad she said happy Monday. I meant to say that in the beginning of the program. Happy Monday. This is a program where we like to set the week right by just having some, you know, having a little bit of fun, some tomfoolery up in here. My partners, they seem to be behaving themselves on this night.
Sometimes.
You know, which I'm very surprised at. We haven't been here at a couple of Mondays, so the, you know they have
yeah,
to get
yeah,
their
yeah. Chuck,
their together. They,
and I'm just sitting here, sucking my finger and shit. Just not doing nothing, not doing much
oh,
shit on my fucking sofa, playing with my tits and shit. And you know, I discovered this thing on Blog Talk Radio called the Epiphany Radio, and all that. And I said, yeah, goddamn, what the fuck? You know, they got microphones and shit, and they're doing poetry as spoken word, where you can just call in and do your thing. You know what I'm saying? So I said, shut the fuck, shit, Charlie. I called the fuck in, and I just let them have a little piece of what I do, and expressing myself on this damn show and everything. They get great reviews of my pieces. They like my poetry, so I continue to call in 7 days a week, from Monday to Sunday and shit. You know, the Epiphany Radio. Hey, check them out. Fuck it. Tell them that fucking Charles called. Told you to call them. Check them out. Hey, Epiphany Radio, you're for me, old fucking entertainment network and shit.
This is Songbird, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the for real entertainment network. Peace, blessings, and one love. Epiphany Radio.
Your number one hit station in town.
Take your
hello, this is Franco Fico, the Matter, and I too listen to Epiphany Radio's poetry as a network of open mic and things and stuff, and I spit pieces that make sense to the sensual ear of the ladies. I am a lover. I love here at Epiphany Radio.
So check me out. If I was born again, I'd be a rocking chair. Yeah, dear, if she ever sat down on me without underwear, I'd make me swell like a child, baby, can't you tell? This is where it all goes down. They rock the bells. Epiphany Radio, baby. Poetry and peace.
Hey, what the fuck? What the fuck? The mic is yours.
Hey, welcome back. I don't know what in the hell just happened. Okay.
You done lost your damn mind.
Listen. Paul Sands, Naked Divine Inspiration. That's one promo we will not play on the Inspiration.
Yo, I didn't even mean to play that. I was like, what the hell is going on here? I pressed the button by mistake. My system is so sensitive. I'm like, what the hell is going on right here? It felt like me a little bit. I don't know. But you're at Epiphany Radio, like he said. I ain't going to say it like he said it. But hey, are y'all ready to pick up your pen? All righty then.
For the second time.
Okay, wait a minute. All right. Go ahead with the singing show. Hey, all right, so I'm going to do this piece first. I'm going to do this piece first, and then we're going to pick up our pen. And this piece that I'm about to do was a prompt given from the divas at the Love Zone. Well, and I'm going to do that piece right here. Yeah, so, you know, we use a lot of phrases and prompts over here. And so I'm going to do one that I got from you guys, from you ladies over there. All righty. Do you mind?
The mic is yours.
Well, thank you. This was when you asked the question, what we love the most about sex. Okay? Here we go. The one thing that I love about sex is the way her moans talk to me. The way that she holds me gently to the back of my neck, riding with me, her deep breathing, feeding the fires within me, gliding we be drifting. I love how she sighs, her sighs communicates with me, cause to me, communication holds the greatest meaning to me. I love the way we connect,
how we stick together through the sweat, how our backs arch when that fire starts and when it grows, how we heave and how we move, how we slip and slide, that look in her eyes that tells me that she feels me more than the physical, but that what we have is on some other level. That when we have sex, it's called making love. That it's spiritual. See, we gravitate, leave the earth. We travel, we levitate. No matter where we go, I allow her to take control. I love how she takes control, how she navigates under my weight as we escape into the abyss during sex. I love to kiss. I love kissing, sucking her lips down to her breast, hearing her utter, yes, yes, yes. I guess what I'm trying to say is that the greatest thing that I love about sex, from the beginning to the end, from the start of me putting it in, sliding deeper in, feeling her heart beat deep within, sharing that heavenly vibrational sensation. We both moaning together in holy unison. What I love most about sex is not just putting it in, but what I love the most is communication. Every time she moans and I groan, it's our souls both speaking. And what we both love about sex, I love the way that her moans talk to me. For real.
Check, please.
Shows up.
No pickup with him tonight. So much for a family show. So much for a family show.
That's what I was going to say. Like, wait a minute. Poetic, you go ahead and go first.
Bro, first and foremost, I'm calling forth with and all the other stuff that you claim you call. Because this piece was inappropriate for tonight's show. You went all the way left, sir. All the way left.
I have an explanation. I'll give it to you later.
Give it to me later. But this piece, I'm ready to shut the show down, bro. I got some things I need to do. I like the way you emphasize, though. I love the way you emphasize what I like about sex is I like to put it in, especially when I put it in, bruh. Go ahead before I reenact the whole piece.
Yes, I do not recall that particular prompt, but
yes.
Wow, this is unlike you. I like it, but this is unlike you. This piece was sizzling. You like the way she, what under you? What did she do under you? Move? What's that? She said you like
moves.
Something she does under you, moves under you. Wow, that... Okay, I got to holler at my neighbor to see if she remembers the prompt. And what was
it was from your show, and it was what we like most about sex. And what I said was, when the fire starts, the way our backs arch, and when it grows, and how we heave, and how we move, how we slip and slide, that look in her eyes that tells me that she feels me.
Wow, that sensual, sexy, erotic, and beautiful, all of that. That was hot. I'm so proud of you. Look at my baby growing up and writing eroticism. I'm so proud of you.
You're so silly. Who do you think
right in that field.
That's Phil Florin Phil.
Yeah.
Phil Florin Phil. Phil.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
On this here family. On this here family show, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, well, you know, it had a different title. I wasn't ready for that. I didn't even, as I was reading it personally, I was like, well, this is not the piece I meant to do. So what do? As a performer, you just keep on going and hope that they don't, you know, catch on, you know what I'm saying? This was a
and
piece I actually wrote after
like
coming
that.
From Bible study.
Keep going.
Yeah, I had just came from Bible study when I wrote this piece.
And that's what was on your mind when you come from Bible study?
Uh-huh.
I think you need
you know.
To...
Well, you know, I have a personal connection. Look, let me change the subject because y'all going to have me struck down. Hey. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All righty then. We're going to have this one more time without Danielle laughing.
Yeah. Chuck, Charles, Charlie. And I was just sitting here, sucking my fingers and shit, just not doing nothing, not doing much, sitting on my fucking sofa playing with my tits and shit. And, you know, then I discovered this thing on Blog Talk Radio called the Epiphany Radio and all, man. And I said, check out there, what the fuck? You know, they got microphones and shit, and they're doing poetry and spoken word, or where you can just call in and do your thing, you know what I'm saying? So I said, shut the fuck, shit, Chuck, Charlie. I called the fuck in, and I just let them have a little piece of what I do, an expression, expressing myself on this damn show and everything. They gave me great reviews of my pieces. They like my poetry, so I continue to call in 7 days a week, from Monday to Sunday and shit, you know, the Epiphany Radio. Hey, check them out, fuck it. Tell them that fucking Chuck, Charlie, Charles called, told you to call them. Check them out. Hey, Piffy Radio, you form your own fucking entertainment network and shit.
This is Songbird, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the for real entertainment network. Peace, blessings, and one love. Piffy Radio.
Your number one hit station in town.
Take your
hello, this is Franco Fico, the Matter, and I too listen to Epiphany Radio's poetry as a network of open mic and things and stuff, and I spit pieces that make sense to the sensual ear of the ladies. I am a lover. I love here at Epiphany Radio.
So check me out. If I was born again, I'd be a rocking chair. Yeah, dear, if she ever sat down on me without underwear, I'd make me swell like a, ooh, child, baby, can't you tell? This is where it all goes down. And rock the bells. Epiphany Radio, baby. Poetry
in
peace.
Hey, what the fuck? The mic is yours.
Hey, 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 welcome back. Welcome back. Yeah. What
can I say something?
Yes, you may. Mm-hmm.
You said fuck 12 times.
Dang. This is a family show, so, you know. How many times do you say fuck around your family?
All day, every day. Keep me honest.
All right,
but you, I don't deny that I cuss. Y'all know I'm good. I'm being good. You said.
You so silly. Hey, you know what I'm saying? I'm at a loss of words right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm really at a loss of words for whatever reason it may be.
After
you know
that piece,
you said enough.
Yo, I'm going to hear that for the rest of the day, I guess. You know what I mean? you know what? I'm trying to refrain from reminding somebody. I heard somebody else on another show open up the show in a similar form and fashion.
You must be talking about Poetic.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly. He's entitled to do Poetic just does that. But, you know, I've been van tonight, and I'm tell you right now, I don't know what you got going on with this filth swamp filth. Mister, I don't write like that. I'm gonna do this piece right here because I don't really have those pieces in my repertoire. But we kiss life together, and the chocolate from sea to sea and coast to coast. But
yo,
we kiss.
Yo,
life.
Yo.
Hey, what the fuck? The mic is yours.
I couldn't hear you. Hey, so ladies and gentlemen, this is what I come here for—to be insulted by my teammates.
Is it insulting?
Best part of the show.
Assaulted. It's an acknowledgement. Yes. And it is a compliment. That's all.
Sure. No.
Okay.
I'm like, well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Alrighty then. So we're about to pick up our pens. I don't understand what's going on with you guys. I'm going to unmute everyone once again. If you would like to partake in this, just partake in it. If not, then not. Just listen in and enjoy the musings of the poets. Okay. Miss Storm, are you with us?
I'm here for shenanigans.
All righty then. That's what I'm talking about. Like I said, everyone is unmuted. For those that would like to partake, feel free. If not, just listening. No no pressure, no nothing like that. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the phrases?
Ready.
Ready, ready.
All righty. Let's see where we're going to go. This one right here.
Wait, somebody got background
noise.
Hey,
car insurance people, turn the TV down. You just
I know, right?
That's right. Whoever has their mic open, just mute yourself. All righty then. So we're going to go here. We're going to go here. I'm trying to pick out which one I want to give to you guys. Okay. We're going to do this. This is a, let me see. Okay, we're going to do this. The first phrase that will be given is, love came crashing down. Love came crashing down. The second phrase is, echoes whisper loudly. The third phrase is, moistened lips. Moistened lips.
Can I get the second phrase again, please?
Echoes whisper loudly.
All right.
I'll repeat the third phrase. Moistened lips.
How many times do you have to use?
Fourth,
oh,
this
four?
One,
okay.
You can just use this. Because it's four phrases, just use it once. You get double bonus.
What's
if
the fourth phrase?
Any other phrase twice. The fourth phrase is, yeah, I lost my place. Oh, the fourth phrase is a kiss from understanding.
Okay.
kiss from understanding. There are four phrases. Therefore, you can just use this phrase once anywhere in your piece. Double bonus if you use any one of the lines or the phrases again, if you can fit it in. I'm going to pick the song. Pick up your pens.
It was good. It was really, really long. The longest flight ever. So, what?
15 hours? Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, sir. Can you just stop the car for just that?
No, no,
no. Listen, listen, please. I want to take
it.
I see it clear. My heart is here. We got each other. Take it from there. If I could, I'd love you up forever and kind. Oh, what we've been through, no one else knows. Cause all that matters, how far this goes. And it will go until it starts again. Oh, me and you are just like armor. Nothing can stop. A couple of forever. A couple of forever. I'm the only one. You're the only one. Together forever. I'm talking about forever.
Call drop again.
I was muted. I was deeply muted. Put those pens down, ladies and gentlemen. I can't wait to hear what you guys got right there. I'm going to tell y'all something afterwards. I got caught up in the game. I was, distracted by the music because that first track sucked to me. It didn't inspire me. Usually I don't let that bother me. I get into the writing, but for some reason, see, I told you we got to get back to the program, y'all. I ain't been up in here in a while, and I'm falling backwards up in here with this picking up the pen. So we're going to start from the top. We're going to start off with Poetic. Okay. Poetic.
When love came crashing down upon my face, I'd wear a frown that somehow would translate into echoes that whisper loudly, but I couldn't concentrate because she moistened her lips, touched me with her manicured fingertips, not knowing I was still in a weakened state, and a kiss from understanding I just hate because I knew at some point it would have to end. I punched a wall because love came crashing down. As echoes whispered loudly, I'd put my hands into some ice proudly because my clouded judgment from her moistened lips took over my life, and those lips would be gone in a couple of forevers. On my cheek, my chest, my brain, she left a kiss from understanding of her nevers that I would never feel again. Never again. In peace.
All right, all right. Pearly, what did you think of that?
Wow. You gave us some phrases that lead to a heartbreak piece, and that sure is one. It's beautifully melancholy, but it's a heartbreak piece. That was beautiful. That was nice.
Mm. Thank you.
All right, that was dope. That was dope. Yo, that was a look, man. That was dope, man. That was. Let me ask you this: where was your head at writing that? As far as the music being played.
Oh, I tuned it out until you got to. I tuned it out until I got to that Chrisette Michelle song.
Right. Me too. I couldn't function in that first step.
Yeah, I couldn't.
I just
tuned it out.
So therefore, I lost a whole bunch of my piece. But hey, that was well done, man. I loved it.
Thank
loved
you, bro.
It.
I appreciate it.
All right, Miss Pearly, we're going, you know what I'm saying, we're ready to hear what you penned. Are you ready to do that?
I'm ready. For loudly from remnants of waiting on a kiss from understanding that never reaches you. It is then when love came crashing down, missing moistened lips, soft kisses. Wait a minute. It is then when love came crashing down, soft kisses from moistened lips, missing moistened lips, the memories from togetherness and touching and the sweetest lovemaking. Where did they go? I hate that they faded to silent cries because echoes whisper loudly through this empty vessel once filled with joy and elation, now left with a longing for your moistened lips and a kiss from understanding. My love came crashing down and I am now broken. That's that piece.
All right. Poetic.
Man, that too was a nice piece. And, you know, again, the phrases, man, they these are some nice phrases to write to, I have to be honest. And the Pearl of Necker, she did her thing with these phrases, man. You did your thing, girl.
Thank you.
You did your thing.
Thank you.
Yes. Hey, let me ask you the same question. Where were you at the first half of the music?
I didn't hear it too much. I fell in love with these phrases that you gave me. I love to write a heartbreak piece. I really do. Just as much as I love to write a piece about love. So I kind of, I guess I tuned it out. I didn't really hear it. Can you stop texting?
You so silly.
Now you gonna make me cut out.
You so silly. Yeah, I should have put that in my piece.
I'm gonna talk to you about how that sounds later.
Okay, we're gonna move to freestyle artist Happy Monday. Are you with us? Gina Storm.
I was mutating. Yeah, I was mutating. Y'all know what I was doing. Okay, what I came up with. Oh God, it's horrible. The prompt. Thanks, Larry. Honestly, I mean that. Love came crashing down. Echoes whispered loudly. Moistened lips and a kiss from understanding were the prompts that I was giving. And then I said to myself, the only way that I'm going to be okay is if my broken heart eventually mends. After love came crashing down, I regained composure. Hearing echoes whispered loudly, I surrendered to your thick and moistened lips when we shared a kiss from understanding. I cried for my last time, and your love fills my heart and my mind all the time. And then without notice, once again, love. love came crashing down. Our past causes me to hear echoes whisper loudly. I'm dry mouth, like I've been smoking weed all day and I need a drink. But then I give way to those moistened lips of yours again as we share the final kiss of understanding in peace.
Okay, okay.
Poetic.
Man, oof, Genestorm. Freestyle extraordinaire with these phrases.
Thank you.
Dope. I love what you did with the phrases.
I appreciate that because sometimes it's hard for me to come up with something based on the prompts because sometimes the prompts are all over the place, but I was able to string those together in a way that, you know, was coherent. So that wasn't the worst. So that was for real the poet. Larry Maddox tried to pull a past one, but, yeah, I know the two people.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Look, neck bones and macaroni didn't show up, but when he comes, I know what to do with that, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm not new, but I'm true to it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
you know what? I love that piece. These phrases, they literally have me reminiscing on a not so pleasant time in my life, but at the same time, it was good memories put in there as well. But I don't lost my train of thought. I loved it. I loved the piece. I really did.
I try to paint a visual because I actually know a man with full enough lips to where I feel like he could just suck my lips off my face.
Lord.
Even if I'm mad at him, I would still like him to suck my lips off my face.
And you know what's crazy? Because when you get mad at your lover, your husband, your wife, whatever, it's still a part of them that you
that
want
like,
with you,
yes.
You know, and that's the crazy part of love.
Yeah, he write poetry to it, so I appreciate y'all. I love to pick up my pen. I appreciate y'all. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. I'm going to leave you unmuted. Is there another... Hello?
Hey, it's Gwen. I'll do a piece. I wrote with y'all.
You know what? I kind of feel that if she was going to participate, it would be doing phrases like that. I'm anxious to hear what you may have penned. And I know it's going to be beautiful, and I hope you ain't cheap. So,
I
the mic is yours, love.
Thank you. When the right snake bite occurs, love came crashing down, echoes whispered loudly. A kiss from understanding occurs when one be rubbed by snake skin and love the still. Trusted, the gentle guide, guiding one, embracing without fear, shedding together, becoming one, speaking in sensual, comprehending the tongue tied, understanding no need to hiss. Ignoring that which does. When the right snake bite occurs, venom stimulates the mental. Ice doesn't melt. Cold-hearted warmth. Tomorrow comes while it still be night. Time moves and still scream. DJ sound like time after time. He's like, wait a minute. Now let's go as it flows within, racing through veins, landing in mind, touching the intellect, making it a little wet, more wet. When veins be wet, lips moistened lips stay ready to plant kisses like seeds growing a future. When the right snake bite occurs, blankets be bedded, laid upon, clean and dirty at same time. When the right snake bite occurs, venom speaks from pores, denim becomes a thing of past, hands be unbound, wrists seem invisible as hands focus on everything, grab, hold, touch. My ass when the right snake bite occurs.
No.
Care be witnessed through holy jeans and crop tops. Be like rebirth, young again. Be like a splash of holy water, born again. When the right snake bite occurs, it be underneath and on top. It be highs, lows, hits, high fives and down lows. Poison winning, no loss. Yeah, oh, that's the piece. My bad, y'all. I forgot the end piece.
Hey, poetic.
Hey, pretty lady. This goes out to you.
This goes out to you.
I know I see you like a thousand times. But every day still feels like the first.
Yo. Yo.
Hey, pretty
Yo.
Lady.
Y'all gonna stop playing with me up in here. I don't know who's playing that.
That was pretty decent.
Yeah, it was. I don't know what it was, but hey, poetic. Where's poetic at?
Oh man, I just realized I said a whole dissertation and I was on mute. Man, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's all right.
Rock
Star playing his own music.
Yeah, I see. But, Gwen, see, that was an amazing piece, man. I love what you did with it. You know, Kareel was right, man. You came through and you just shut it down with that piece. So I love it. Great piece.
Thank you. I like when you guys give props. They're kind of dope, but I like to bring it together with, like, one line that I can work with, which was the snake line. So, but I love the lines that y'all gave us.
Absolutely. La Pearl, La Negra.
Thank you. Yeah,
hey,
definitely.
Danya.
I said, hey, baby. When you came in, you ain't heard me. Oh, man. That piece was decent. I mean, you're a beast anyway, and you deliver monster pieces. But this one, that snake bite, yeah, that's very, very real.
Yeah.
I love that, man. But I think you cheated because it was real long.
I know, but that's because I copied and pasted when the right snake bite occurs. It's, you know, you put that in there. You just have to copy and paste it where you want it. That one sentence, and that kind of gave it.
That's true.
Yeah, I get it. But it's still, that was a decent piece.
Thank you.
Yes. For real.
I did add one thing after the time was up. I ain't gonna lie. Shedding together, becoming one. I added that after time was up.
Second point.
And y'all really didn't need it because it would have been fine without it. It would have been fine without it, but you know. My honest stuff. I gotta tell the truth.
You admitted it. Caden.
Yep.
Caden. Point deduction. For real.
When you admit to it for real, see what happens? You rub off on everybody else. See?
Look. When you're honest about it, then you know what I mean? It shows your character as being an honest person. Which should I give Gwen C an extra point for her honesty, and I'm sure she would give me an extra point as well.
You see this?
Hypocrite. This is hypocrisy.
I nominate
him
to be the point auditor.
That's right.
Oh,
I wish I had a gavel so I could bang it. This is hypocrisy.
Ain't no way.
Order in the courtroom.
Hey, listen. But you know what? I found that to be very profound. I'm glad she joined us. And it just takes some, I don't know, like she said, when you have a starting point or a rhythm or something, you have to have something to attach yourself to, and it makes it so much easier. Let me ask you, now, were you listening to the music? I can't even remember the song that was playing.
Yeah, I listened to the music, but I wasn't paying any attention to the words. I was just hearing it in the background. Because I had to stay focused, because I knew y'all was going to say something about the links. I had to stay focused on copying and pasting my hook over and over and getting it where I wanted it, so I couldn't listen to the words. Normally, I like to listen to the words when it's playing because it gives me inspiration, but today I couldn't.
Gotcha.
Okay. That's well understood. Okay. That was dope, darling. Yeah. Is there another in the building that would like to that wrote to this? Is there another?
Yes. Hey, it's Kimbrella Renee. What's up, y'all?
Hey,
what?
Hurricane.
Hurricane coming through here. Oh,
Where's he at? Oh, her number. How your number slipped through there like that?
Yeah.
I see your number.
Yeah.
Yo, we're going to see what it's all about right now. So let me ask you this. I don't know how long you've been there. I'm looking dead at the daggone switchboard. But let me ask you this before you get into your piece. Your the process, how was your process? Was it the music? Were you listening to the music? Were you able to block the music out? Second part to the question is, were you listening to the first part of the music, and was it a distraction to you?
I didn't catch the first part. I kind of, for whatever reason, it didn't really take to me. The second song, A Couple of Forevers, and I wasn't really listening to the lyrics, but the mood of the music,
mm-hmm.
like the melody of the music. I listened to that and then just connected the dots. Whatever drove me to connect the dots, I just connected them.
Okay. Okay. I'll settle for that.
Yeah, and plus
I
like the phrases. The phrases that they're like, those phrases that you gave, they're so me that it was real. I like it. So I'm probably going to turn this into a longer piece because it's not that long. But here we go.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
All right.
All right. Well, the mic is yours.
All right. I can see the sun sliding between our blinds, just the way you slid between my thighs. We are lit in love's aftermath. Echoes whisper loudly in satisfied breaths in this bed with this mess we made. And love came crashing down in wild waves, wetter than a hurricane. Melanin flesh intertwined, just as endless as time. We are so close that we coast into each other. Moistened lips savoring the taste of our earth tones, lingering upon our buds. Desire runneth over for a do-over, like a kiss from understanding what our souls are demanding. We reach for heights beyond skies, leaving nothing dry. We are drenched in the high of this moment because it's so potent. We can inhale this forever. In peace.
My, my, my. All right, we're going to start with Miss Curly.
You know what? I sit with my legs crossed all the time, regardless of where I'm sitting at. But you made me go into like a meditation type thing. I'm sitting here with my eyes closed and my head back and my fingers pointed to the sky, because I'm visualizing the body, the skin, and the air, and girl, I love it.
So you yeah. just actually, but you know what? I'm glad you said that, because I'm sorry, that's another thing I left out. I did, so when I write sensual pieces, I oftentimes close my eyes first, and the visual is written first, and then the words follow. So when you gave me certain phrases, I did close my eyes and kind of like, you know, visualize certain things, and then that's how it came together.
You did that. You did
Thank
that.
You, Sid.
Poetic. You're welcome.
Hey, this... as the sun shined through our blinds, you got between my thoughts. And listen, I was right there. I was right there. I kind of was like, keep going, don't stop, right there. But hey, she's following the leader, okay.
King Perv.
Okay, but Kim, brother, I really enjoyed this piece, man. I love the way you did it. I love the way you took the phrases and just turned it into something spectacular. Dope.
That's
as always.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
For real, the poet Douglas.
Hey, we're going to turn it over to the gallery. I want to hear from Miss Gwen C.
Hello.
What did you think of that?
She's always a beast, so I really enjoyed it, and she makes me think that I need to step my pen up
Girl, bye. You better stop.
I'm serious. No, I'm serious. That people you
better
2 minutes or however long ain't long enough.
Gwen, we're gonna have to converse off the line here, because I'm one of your biggest fans, whether you know it or not. I'm just saying.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes,
she's fire. That piece she wrote was fire.
Thank you, Gwen. I appreciate you.
Gina Storm.
Yes, I was mutating.
As usual. What did you think of that piece?
It was amazing. You know, sometimes it's so surprising what people come up with in the time allotted. Between Quincy and Hurricane, I felt like what I did was elementary.
No, not Gina. Gina, oh, yeah. You do this with ease all the time, baby girl. So I'm just trying to fit in where I fit in, okay? You do this with ease all the time.
I had to write it down and then read what I wrote. So that's not what I do. I freestyle. So I had to censor myself in the time allotted.
I understand. You had to do it in the reverse that you normally
do.
Yeah,
it was like a struggle. And that's the struggle for me. So
I know. Yeah, I definitely understand.
Y'all bodies.
Thank you, sis.
I appreciate that. Thank you. And thank you, Quincy. It was just been a great night of poetry all around. Pick up the pens is the part that I live for. This is the best part of the entire night.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Did Miss Pearly go?
I was the first one.
All righty then. Because, you know, my memory and how it lives, you know. Hey, I was surprised, first of all. I didn't know she was going to go in that direction, so to speak. And that was a very, you know, I would have called heat. I think she cheated somehow. It was long.
It was
I'm
not
just saying,
long. That was short.
That had some length to it. And
no, that's just the way I delivered it. It's the way I delivered it. I slowed down certain lines, so it seems to be long, but it's really not.
I have
I'm
to
just
agree
saying
with her this time.
Being long, but you know, I mean, some people around here, I'm not going to say names.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
Now y'all
okay.
Got Danielle over here last, you know what I'm saying?
Because I know who you are. I know he tried to hold back. But I am on your side tonight, Kimbrella, because I know, we all know your pieces can be very lengthy, and they're the bomb. But I know it wasn't that long tonight. So
mm-hmm.
He's probably going to deduct points from me for this. But
oh, God, I'm a mess.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate y'all. This was fun, though. I'm going to have to come by more often. This was fun.
Oh, please do.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. That was a great piece. And, yeah, this is something that I would expand on away from the show is really to take those phrases and really come up with something, you know, a little bit more doper, you know, than what I came up with. But I enjoyed the phrases myself. And let me share what I've come up with. I'm trying to a little bit distracted here. Jesus Christ. You have to excuse me. Give me a minute. I'm going to share the piece that I came up with. And I am locked out of the studio. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord.
So, all right. I'm going to get it together. Give me 1 second. Okay, I'm back. All righty then. And people want to call you at the same time. So, this is the piece that I came up with. Where is it? I'm going through all kind of stuff. Okay. Don't judge me. Don't judge me at all. Wait a minute. Let me make sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. All right, here we go.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Recalling your touch, the way you touch me, profound. How love came crashing down. How your voice resonates every syllable, echoes, whispers loudly, hoping is forever, not disposable. Moistened lips that heavenly twist gave life a lift, freed me from gravity. Peaceful now exists, peacefulness exists. Possibility echoes, whispers loudly, a kiss from understanding, understanding that you were there for me. I'm just recalling your touch and how you touched me. Miss, for real.
Tina. Beautiful, beautifully done, beautifully recited, written, all that. But you cheated. You cheated. You did. That was too well written and too well recited, almost like you already had that written last week. Okay? That was too well done. I'm sorry.
Billy
Willie.
Too well done. Let's see what the audience has to say. Gina Storm, what do you think of Pharrell's piece? Is she mutating?
She loves it, see?
And she's mutating. Gina. Oh, Gina.
Gwen C.
Oh, I like the piece, and I like how he says, don't judge me before he does it. Like there's going to be, like, some negative connotation around the remark.
Right.
Gotta love it.
Kimbrella.
Cheater. No, I'm only playing. Oh,
well, that's a dog one.
It was really beautiful though. It was very beautifully written, very elevated ink. I love the way you tied the lines together. It basically was like Danielle was saying, the commentary that she gave me. I like to kind of close my eyes and listen to you recite it. So it was really beautiful, very vivid. The lines you use, so definitely dope.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know what? I don't know. I wanted to Gwen C. Oh, I said that I gave the dissertation before the piece because I really didn't think that much of it personally. And as far as Kimbrella, I also slowed it down because there's not much to it. The way I'm looking at it, not much. It's not a long piece at all. So, but I just came out, I just thought the best way to do it was to do it slowly. I didn't know where I had breaks at, where I had the, you know, those. I didn't know, you know, the cadence of it. So I just did it slow like that and tried to make it happen where I thought it could happen at as I went along. So I really didn't think that much of the piece personally. So that's why I didn't – that's why I gave the dissertation. And that's that piece.
Well, it was a beautiful piece, nonetheless. Every last one of them, I loved it. These phrases that you gave us were just – they brought out some really, really – lovely pieces.
Yes, they did.
Okay. Well, look, check this out. Let me see. All right, I got one. I got a short one for you guys. Okay, let's see if we can get into this.
Okay.
Okay. I'm trying to decide which one I really want to get. I have two others left. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Okay, we're just going to go with this one. The first phrase is happiness / togetherness. So that's happiness, togetherness. The second phrase is, forever is a thing longed for. Third phrase is, all right, sis, I hear you. Why is a rabbit's foot good luck?
Everybody, can I get number two again?
Number two was, forever is a thing longed for. Okay, you guys got it? Yes.
Got it. Got it.
Got it.
All right, let's see. Ooh, Lord mercy. I was going to play a song from the Inspiration Factory. All right, let's see what we got here. Pick up your pens.
And you've had them come and gone, the time I show. But stress, don't you let it, don't you forget it. Trust you'll find your way to love. Hope is what your heart is made of. And don't you forget it, don't you forget your way home. And I deserve, hold on to your love. From first when life was dark, understanding what it means to have God. Nothing but your heavy, broken heart. Memory of what used to be. With change comes responsibility. Don't forget where you are, ain't where you've been. Life lessons then made you into a man. And don't you forget it, don't you forget your way home. For that little girl, hold on to your world. And don't you forget it, don't you forget your way home. For that little girl, hold on to your world. Everything will be okay. Don't you think you're afraid? No, 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 no. La, 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 la. Don't you be afraid.
right, boys and girls. I can't wait to hear what you got. We're going to come from the bottom, start from the bottom, and work our way up to the top. Ms. Gwen C., did you write this round?
I did. I used pen, so I hope I can read it. Last time I used my
pen. Oh, are you giving a dissertation?
Yes, I am. I learned from the coach. All right. We start with happiness, right? Okay, because it's not even in order.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Happiness, togetherness, blends like trees and wind, flow like syllables and service, lift each other, be inspired. Forever is a thing longed for. Today gets lost. We lose ourselves in today. Why? Which is why we can't sleep at night. Why is a rabbit's foot good luck? Has it blended our sorrows to joy, bent our hearts into pretzels, dipped them in cheese, unclogged our arteries, saved us, created new flavors, unhealthy, moderated, made us healthy? It'd be inspiration. That's why we love them. We hope it betters tomorrow. We use mirrors, stare at our Monday, but see nothing, then change nothing. Should we not work on ourselves daily? Isn't that how we reach happiness, togetherness, self-love structured from self-care? Why do we self-sabotage, be unloving, claim love, cease giving it? In peace.
All righty. We're going to go to, that was dope, by the way. We're going to go to Gina Storm.
Ooh, that was dope. Man, that's a hard act to follow, Gwen. Thanks. This is what I came up with. I love the piece, by the way, and I hope this is as that was. Happiness and togetherness forever is a thing that I've been longing for. I wonder why the rabbit's foot is lucky. I found love, but never lacked. You weren't mine completely. I was loaned you. You'll always have to be the one that walks away, or I'll have to let you go. So the happiness and togetherness is a fleeting feeling, especially when forever is the thing that's longed for. I pray and never gamble while wondering, why is the rabbit's foot lucky? Maybe I'll know someday. In peace.
All right. Okay. We're going to move up to Miss Pearly.
Thank you.
Okay. Beautiful pieces, lady. Okay. Forever is a good thing. Forever is a thing longed for when sprinkled with heart phased into happiness, togetherness. You question, why is a rabbit's foot good luck? Well, when you pair happiness, togetherness with hope, love, and bliss, you can't lose, because it's fulfilled with when forever is a thing longed for. Why is a rabbit's foot good luck? Because it just is a sippy.
Hey, I like the spin you put on that. Poetic.
Thank you.
Happiness, togetherness, in the ghetto's wilderness, searching for tenderness while I can undress. My thoughts about forever is a thing long for. I sit slumped over in a stupor, on my stoop, trying not to give a fuck. But why is a rabbit's foot good luck? When I lost everything trying to keep a hood Negro at bay whilst the neighborhood sleep. Drugs being trafficked, like humans being picked, not for selective service that we know, but the grave where daisies grow. I can't give up. My seeds are spawning into young men and women that needs love, just all my love. I can't fall at all. In peace.
Yo, that was gravy right there, bro. I would say something, but I'm not going to say it. No, but also real stuff. That was really dope. I love the way everybody did the different spin that everybody put on it. I really want to tell y'all that. But listen here, y'all. We are up. You know what I'm saying? And I want to share something with you guys while we got a little bit of time. So y'all hold up. Y'all hold tight. I want to thank everybody for coming. But don't go nowhere yet.
I got to leave y'all with this. Till next Monday, peace, love, and gravity.
This is a journey into sound. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new values, and a new experience.
Program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
I ain't got time for bitches using me as blueprint to architect themselves. Friend, foe, I need a hero. Run on, little zero. I'm more than poet, still not Captain Save-A-Hoe-It. I cannot mentor a female who ain't yet woman. To mentor is to assist you in the process of becoming the best version of self. Poetry ain't for the weak. You formulating, rearranging words, thieving, trying to make it sound unique. Dre say it's the formula, but I'm not the DOC or doc for your sick ass, you straight falling. You never experienced high performance cause you worry about duplicating my performance. Since you never been the best definition of you, I'ma send you the 3-book collection from this poet named E. He'll help you move from D to C to B, but you'll never reach A. And for damn sure, you'll never be G. You don't make moves yet. You move like you trying to gentrify a whole Gwen C. On social media, acting like we be in the streets together, like we Eric B and Rakim. In reality, you just picture me rolling. With abundance of poems, you beg them, clap for this. You quantity, I be quantum. Solid state of matter, nuclear energy, I matter. And this bomb's for you. You're not creating energy, I already did that. You wanna be begging motherfuckers to sting you? Even if they did, I'd still be the buzz, you straight falling. Houston to the Ville, I always make moves. Marriage, 3 sons, 7 books, 2 homes, associate, bachelor's, master's degree, career, years of activism. You act, pretend, pack a vision, idol. I see why you study the book of Gwen C. I'm the idol, you the fan. You stagnate. When you said I procrastinate, with no delay, I use my Christ logo pen to delineate your white devil ass. I've been praying God show me instant gratification. Ain't the move. Lucky you, you straight falling. Hollering my girl, my friend, asking for shit. Bruh man don't wanna hear that. Just because I show up don't mean there's a window for you. I'm always gonna roll with the wild, wild west. I'm cool, mo, refraining from riding out. But you getting this right hand ink, this right out. Once dropped, this pen gon' white out, make you invisible. You'll be searching for a new coattail to clean. I knew you was confused when every other word in your poems was chocolate, melanin, or melanated skin. If you was true to it, not new to it, you wouldn't use words just to try to trend. For the record, I've used melanin once in a political piece to remind police melanin isn't arsenal and they don't have to shoot. Damn, now that I think about it, you like the po-po, the 5-0, always shooting your shot, and you 5-0 on rejections. But me, melanin, I've used it 0 times to describe my love, lust, fucking sexual attraction, relationship status. You spit about it so much a motherfucker won't touch you, loose lips. If I was Nas, you'd be tied, boho. If I tied bowing you, dude you trying to attract wouldn't unwrap, they'd re-gift you, you straight falling. Slow your roll, little poet, pretending you know about me. You can't see me. Slow motion, bitch. That imaginary outside dick must have made the envy sick. We shared space 4 times in 5 years. You don't know me. When we speak, it's about your life, one-sided. I tell you I'm doing okay or not so great. I keep you at level 1. Even if I shared a level 5, you'd never reach level 3 of my life. You straight falling. Since I'm fooling you, quiz time. If we're so tight, you know enough to speak on my name without looking at my Facebook. When's my birthday? Yeah, I'm Libra, so I can see the difference between a friend and a snake. Not that you could ever be 409, but I see the difference between a homegirl and a stalker. And bitch, I am the difference between a poet and what you imitate. I'm a balanced vibe, and I scale shit. You can't duplicate this. We met from my stage. You was the audience. I was the show. I will take your pen if you speak another word. Before speaking on me, try to set a real fucking goal. reach at least one of my levels? Can you pose and post without a filter? Do you have a career? How will you survive when you can't plagiarize and your pen can't handle pages lines? Have you ever done anything authentic? You got ID? Let me see. I'm checking you. I'll pay your annual salary in one quarter. Do you own a home? Have you saved a half meal? Love. Do you even qualify for a Monopoly account? You don't. Levels, bitch. You don't even own a poem. You straight falling. Smoking, staying high in your low life. Shit ain't cute. Single white female and me. Your pen never drip, just ooze. Envy. Typical frenemy. I went on limbs with you, never tripped, but you went from borderline stalker to trying to shame Gwen C, which takes a lot of fucking effort since I am the motherfucking tree. 2017, my piece said, I don't need poetry. You can have that shit. Hell, you can have the roots, limbs, and leaves of Gwen C poetry. I was speaking figuratively, not meaning you could actually become me. You have no depth. You ain't rooted or rooted for. You straight falling. You ain't even growing, artificial, fake, my art's official, organic. Bitch, you will never be me, that's my superpower. Lost in the woods, when you hear me, you listen. Then come out chasing me, without me as Mrs. Ice Cream Woman. You be all calorie, no color, no texture, no sound, no flavor. You the cone the kids drop laying on the sidewalk. Always trying to get a hit of Vita Gwen C. You GMO, listen to me like, let me get some more stanzas. Imitation may be a form of flattery, but best believe you don't look like me, sound like me, write like me, think like me, life like me. We ain't the same. My poem's the cheese, you the rep. You ain't in my league, the hood don't want you, and this ain't a motherfucking race, you straight falling. Been writing 32 years, recently I was asked, what's my voice? Months later, I'm still trying to answer, but you think you know my voice? No, just because you attempt to sound like me, every time you spit, don't mean you the shit. My support of the poetic community doesn't give you no fucking immunity from getting put in a form. You stop me to get a life and find psychological safety, but I can't be your savior. Your poems be a staple, my shit be the center and the Lakers. You searching for a genie trying to make a wish to be me, but I'm Genie Bus, Lakers girl, Jack Nicholson, Food Fun, Minneapolis Lakers, Kobe, and all the throwbacks. Bitch, you just get thrown back. I'm Walton coaching, Luke 8:24, I rebuke you. You J.R. Smith thinking you up when the clock is ticking, tick tock, you straight falling. Maybe your talent is broken, I taught you. Never come for a poet unless they pencil you in. I'll murder you with your own dry-ass pen. In therapy? Nah, bitch, you gon' need the real shit. Your clock ain't broken. Emergency 9-11, you know what time it is. If I was paid by clicks, I'd slide into Jeff Bezos' spot just off you. Didn't say anything when you was DMing my people, but now I'm blasting like Beanie Siegel, you straight falling. You trying to get down so you can get laid. You took another poet's name, but how much of Gwen C's third coast made is gonna come out your whack lips? This ain't poetry anymore. This is real shit, you straight falling. If I was Eminem, you wouldn't even be Machine Gun Kelly. You'd be sand, drowning. I'm Life Jacket, cutting your bullshit loose. Shit float, float, bitch. Fuck a holly, fuck a spruce. I'm Tree of Life, weak willow. And when I die, bitch, I'm still gonna be the motherfucking juice.